presidente,
Lenny Robredo,
vice presidente,
Kiko Palito.
They arrive from many parts of the capital, Manila, hopeful and defiant. More than 700,000 supporters showed up at Ayala Avenue. For decades, it's been a place for hosting large gatherings that often lead to turning points in this nation's history. As the leader of the opposition, Vice President Lenny Robredo started her campaign with meager resources. But her unique messaging, based on what she calls radical love, quickly changed the electoral landscape, which for decades had been about big money and patronage politics. Her grassroots campaign has galvanized support from nearly all sectors of society, particularly young people.
They're here, young people. They're putting everything on the line for this campaign. They are sacrificing their time just so they would see a better future under President Lenny Robredo.
Young people here tell us this is more than just a regular campaign. Their participation, they say, is an act of defiance after years of President Rodrigo Duterte's restrictive policies and also a major pushback against the possible return of the Marcoses to the presidency.
It has been a tough fight from the start between two very different candidates. Robredo is a widow and a human rights lawyer, while her political rival, Bongbong Marcos Jr., is the son of the late President Ferdinand Marcos, who was ousted in a popular revolution in 1986. The Marcos name has long been synonymous with decadence and abuse of power. But Bongbong has been leading opinion polls here for months, though many experts say they may no longer reflect the realities on the ground, because from house-to-house campaigns to flash mobs to so-called volunteer truth armies fighting disinformation, many say Robredo's campaign has become a people's movement. And on Monday, Filipinos will decide whether all this will have been enough for Robredo to win an election that is seen as the most consequential in recent history. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.